she never let her dates pick her up or bring her home. Instead, she would meet them at the chosen restaurant, possibly return to their house, and rise and depart long before they even woke up in the morning. She seemed to have some basic need for sex, but never for sharing. That fascinated the man. She also had another quirk. Every day when she came home from work, she opened a bottle of Bud Light. And every evening before she went to bed, she emptied the full bottle of beer off the back of her deck. An ode to her dead drunken mother, the man figured. Did she picture Molly Connor dead then? Remember the headless torso and gray matter on the ceiling? It was one of the reasons he'd bought the binoculars, because sometimes her lips moved as she poured out the booze. And he was beyond general interest now, beyond objective reconnaissance. He desperately, desperately needed to know what she said. Up yours, Mom. Fuck you. The man was enamored with Rainey Connor. She had become his personal hero. And she had added something to his particular venture. She was the police officer destined to find him out, he'd decided. She alone could recognize his genius, his mastery. Finally, 10 years later, here was an adversary worthy of his talents. In the beginning, his plans for Bakersville had been modest. They had changed since then. Now the man carefully retreated into the cover of low-growing shrubs. He put away his binoculars. He took one last admiring look at his gun and allowed himself the luxury of remembering how good it had felt. Then he moved on. He still had many more things to do before the long drive back to his hotel.